USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says nearly 9.5 million vaccine doses have been delivered and over 1 million doses administered, which is welcome relief to a state like California, which overnight became the first state with 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus. Hospitals so full in California, Captain Lee Cabrera with the Orange County Fire Authority saying,
the last couple weeks have been some of the things we've never seen before. We're having to wait out in the parking lots just because there's no room.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. The House is set to vote on Monday on a standalone measure to provide many Americans with $2,000 stimulus checks. House Republicans blocking a unanimous consent request on Thursday. Members of the House also hearing why President Trump is rejecting the massive defense spending bill the president's veto letter read to the House on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long range AM receiver, a high sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com, that's gettheradio.com, or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
A severe winter storm is expected to strike the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast with heavy rains, flooding, and high winds today and Christmas Day. The storm comes roughly a week after a massive snowstorm pummeled the region, killing three people and leaving millions under winter weather alerts. The combination of rain and existing snow cover may trigger flooding in urban and poor drainage areas. If you are a glass-half-full kind of person, the bright side is you will see a white Christmas now in places like Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. The feds are investigating a train derailment in the Pacific Northwest.
Authorities are investigating a fiery oil car train derailment north of Seattle near the Canadian border. Seven train cars carrying crude oil derailed and five caught fire on Tuesday. Two people were arrested last month and accused of attempting a terrorist attack on train tracks in the area. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The pardons continue for President Trump.
President Trump has issued another 26 full pardons after issuing a dozen on Tuesday. Wednesday's pardons included longtime advisor Roger Stone and former campaign manager Paul Manafort. Stone previously had his sentence for lying to investigators and witness tampering commuted. He tells Fox News that he was charged by the Mueller investigation strictly because he would not lie about President Trump.
In July of 2019, the Mueller prosecutor, specifically Jeannie Rhee, approached my attorneys just before the release of the Mueller report, seeking my cooperation, essentially in return for some unspecified leniency in sentencing. In other words, they wanted me to lie. They wanted me to bear false witness against the president, and I refused to do so.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
AAA is projecting a big drop in holiday travel.
So we're looking at about 30% fewer people traveling. So that means maybe roughly 85 million people will travel. But compared to last year, that's a pretty steep drop off.
Andrew Gross with AAA, that audio courtesy of the Broadcast Retirement Network. Gross also saying that 96% of those who decide to travel will be going by car. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.